Hi there, Maurice.
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Roundup settlement on a recorded line. Were you
Oh, yes.
still looking to see if you're eligible to participate?
Yes, the last gentleman said that. I guess you guys are going to call me back after your lunch break.
Yeah, so I actually came in late and I'm working while they're on lunch.
Oh, okay.
So let me open this up real quick. And then, as I mentioned, we're on a recorded line. But you were looking to see if you can participate, correct? For the recording, I need a yes or no.
Yes.
And then, just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. No, I
Okay.
haven't.
And now, was it you that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it a family member?
It was me.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype is a diffuse large B-cell
Okay.
lymphoma.
All right, let me go ahead and click that one here. And then have you been diagnosed with any other non-Hodgkin's or just the one?
Just that one.
Okay. And then you're filing for yourself as yourself. And then around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, hold on a second. March 13, 2018.
3/13/18. Okay. Let me type that in.
I have to excuse me, I'm eating popcorn.
Oh no, not a problem. If you need a chug water or whatever, if a kernel gets stuck in your throat, just just put me on hold. And so did you mostly use it at home or for work or both?
I use it at for the house.
Okay, at the home. Go ahead and give me the address you would have used it at.
337 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California, zip code 90221.
90221. We're also in California, but we are in Orange County, so
Oh, I'll see.
yeah, we're in the OC. And just to reconfirm, you said 337 East Compton Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And now, were you the only one that used it and got sick, or did any neighbors or colleagues or family use the product and also get sick, or just you?
No, just me.
Sure. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
41.
Okay, so you were between 18 and 79, so I'll click that button. And about how many years would you say you've used the product altogether?
I'll say, say like be like roughly about 11 years.
11 years? Okay.
Yeah, roughly about a year.
So
Yeah.
definitely 10 or more days in, right?
Yes.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to read a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'll just assume no unless you tell me yes. So I'll kind of go down the list. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, other cancers. No to all those?
No.
Okay. And
Yeah,
then yeah, are you do you have an organ? Are you an organ transplant or no?
no.
No. And then do you have any other family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and make sure I have your name in here correctly. It's Maurice, Maurice, and then last name Holliday, Holliday, is the way it comes in.
Yes, Maurice. Yeah,
Should I put a
correct.
middle initial or no?
No, you can leave it out.
And then can you confirm your gender?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Will you confirm your gender?
Oh, male.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it some commercials you saw, some literature you read, some online ads or videos, or how would you say you made that connection?
Actually, I've seen a commercial. Yeah, I've seen the commercial.
Okay. Let me type that up. And then around what time do you, around what date, what year would you say you saw that commercial that gave you the link? Okay.
Well, I thought about, that's a good one too, because it's been a minute. Say what, 2000? 2000, around 2007 or 6 or?
Well, no, because you were diagnosed in 2018, right? So you
yeah,
made
yeah.
the connection. Did you mean 2020? Is that what
yeah.
you
said?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not really sure because it's been a while.
Yeah, I gotcha. Some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday, right? So I get it. And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches, and then weight.
My weight, 165. Height, 5'6". And what else?
Yep, so 5'6", 165, perfect. And then this 323-638-3880 is your cell phone, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's going to be the best email address for you, Maurice?
The one I'm foul, emmoe.gizmoe@gmail.com.
Okay. So I'm going to read that back. You said emmoe.gizmoe@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then you would have used the product for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I know you stopped using it in 2018, and you said you used it for about 11 years, so you would have started using it in 2007?
Yeah, 2000. Right? Mm-hmm.
So I'll put from January of 2007 to March of 2018, just as placeholder dates that you use the product. And then roughly about how many times would you say you used it a month or a year? Just ballpark.
I say, let me say about a month. Let me think about the month. Say how many times? Oh, I'll say about 2 to 3 times a month.
Sure. So we'll say 3 times a month times 12 months a year. That's 36, about 36 times a year times 11 years. They used it, though, about 396 times altogether. So perfect. We'll go with that. And then how did you normally apply it? Did you get the concentrate and mix it yourself, or would you get the premix and then spray it with the little handle it came with? How would you say?
Well, basically, I did both. But I used the sprayer more likely, but I did use the both the concentrate and the mix.
Okay, I'll type that up. Let me give me a few moments to type that up. And did you normally wear protective gear or no?
No, because I thought it would...
Right, okay. And then you were using it in California residentially, and you were the one that was directly spraying it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, and then let me type this in here. Are you on well or city water?
City water.
And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you got a hold of the product, was it normally like a mom-and-pop hardware or a gardening store, or was it like a bigger Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, CVS?
Yeah, actually Home Depot, yeah.
Okay. Home Depot. And then obviously it's been several years since you used the product last in 2018, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I'm just required to ask. Did you keep any receipts or like any empty containers or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then are you a smoker or have you ever smoked or no?
No.
Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
But actually, non-employment school.
Okay. And this next question asks, have you ever lost time for work because of surgery or treatments related to your condition?
Yes. Well, actually, school. Yeah.
Well, okay. So then we'll say no to that then. And then this one asks if you've ever been in the military?
No.
Involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and stuff like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then I'll look for the address here. I just need the hospital name and city it's in that diagnosed you way back
when. Okay. Okay. That was Long Beach. Hold on one second.
Sure. Yeah, take your time.
I'll look it up on maps. Well, I'm actually typing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now. Okay. Cancer Center Medical Care, Long Beach Medical Center. You say you need the address?
I'll get the address here. So let me see the... Is it the Memorial Care, the Todd Cancer Institute in Long Beach? On Long Beach Boulevard?
Atlantic Avenue?
No, okay. So let me... okay, actually give me the address since you have it.
Okay, it's 2801 Atlantic Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90806.
Care Long Beach Medical Center. Alrighty. Let me put that in there. And then, by chance, do you recall your doctor's name?
Oh, my doctor, I have to spell it because it's kind of hard to...
Oh, please.
Okay, Dr. S-A-N F-A-R-J-A-M-I.
There, perfect. Okay. And then either you or the doctor would have medical records, right?
Yeah, the doctor.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and type this up here as well. One second. Let me go to this here. Now, I know you were diagnosed 3/13/2018. What kind of treatments did they do on you? Was it chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Well, actually, it was chemotherapy, immune therapy.
Okay. And around what time would they have started the treatments for you? Shortly after you got diagnosed in March, or did it take a few weeks for insurance to approve the treatments? Or do you remember about when the date for that?
It was actually March 19th, 2018.
Glad they saw you so soon. I know some people have to wait quite a while depending on their insurance. I have a friend who recently passed away from pancreatic cancer. It took weeks and weeks for the oncologist to approve the chemo, and by then it got too aggressive, so I'm glad that wasn't the case for you. But we're almost done here. Just a couple more questions. So the address you gave me earlier, is that your current mailing address on East Compton Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay. So let me type that up again. And then this one asks, normally we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, that's okay.
Let me put no, N-A. And then the last portion here is for the HIPAA medical compliance section, just to ensure that the firm can get a hold of your records. What is your date of birth?
7677.
7677.
76, 1977.
Okay, and then the
Solch? 572-49-3347.
3347?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting ready to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to send to your text as well as to your email. You can open up either one. It goes to the same place, but it's still spinning on me, so it's going to take a hot minute here. Give it a second.
Okay. Okay.
Like it just got to you. Now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see. And
okay.
And then I'll do my best to try and guide you.
Okay. Let's see. Yes. Let's see, continue. Okay, it says please review and act on these documents. I gotta click on the picture.
So you'll tap the document. And it should load up. It might prompt you to check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. You'll tap that, and then it'll let you hit continue. And then after that, it should let you hit a start button.
Okay. Hit continue. See what it does. Start.
Right. It's a little bit on the smaller side.
Okay. Everything that's highlighted, huh?
Yeah, wherever it's yellow, you'll just tap it, and you'll keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. And if it lets you submit it, then we hit everything correctly. If it doesn't, then we miss it.
Okay, cool. Just to make sure, because this is new. Tap on chat. Wait, did I get it? Oh, I did. Sorry, you feel that. Okay.
Did it let you hit submit, or is it saying you miss or need some?
Oh, I'm still filling it out. Oh, this is initial. Okay. Do another initial. I think this is my name to the field. Feeling? Oh, yeah, it did. Okay. Now, take that. What do I hear? And this is. Let's see. Oh. Okay. And okay, I'm done.
Let me just make sure it came through. Yep, you're all set, Maurice. In about a week or two, the firm should call you directly to introduce themselves. So other than that, you're all set for the day. You'll have a copy of the executed document in your inbox, so there should be an email with a completed copy for your records in case you need it, okay?
Okay.
Other than that, have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.